I don't think people are going to listen to this. I know people aren't going to listen to this. They're going to get clips out of this and say, this is what they're doing. Anybody that listens to this is
Saint
probably...
St. Rogies might fucking listen, dude.
Dude,
dear St. Rogies, dude, please Rogie, save us. Dude.
Please, St. Rogies, descend upon us and save us, dude.
Please fucking bless us.
Dude, Rogies want Kenobi. You're our only hope, dude. Please.
That's all I can think about, dude, is Rogies saving us, dude.
Dude, I don't think Rogies is helping.
He'd be like, God, dude, he'd come down and impregnate my girlfriend. And then he'd be like, no, that's yours. Don't worry about
Rogies,
it. Like, okay.
Rogies, descend upon us, please. Please help.
Please bless us, dude.
Yeah, and then it's, again, there's comics talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
Dude.
Do your thing, bro.
Loving it, dude. Love the trash talk.
It sucks
to
have so many iconic comedians come down and trash me.
Dude.
All these dudes I've always looked up to.
Yeah, man.
You're
talking about CT, bro?
I'm not naming names,
that
baby.
That's when fucking rivals become, that's when idols become your rivals, dude.
You're what, Titus?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man.
I used to flip back and forth between infomercials and Titus and be like, watch a fucking infomercial. I always skip that
bro.
Show.
Titus.
He's a god, dude.
He's a comedy god.
990 minute specials,
bro. 990 minute specials.
All gold.
So good.
Hit me with some bits, dude.
What's
your favorite
bits?
Titus bit?
My favorite Titus bit is... he uses a TED Talk microphone.
My favorite one is when he does a Michael Jackson yell microphone and goes, dude, that was my favorite one.
One of the funny things is anybody that's talked shit that's a comedian
mm-hmm.
has typically had a clip of them on a podcast saying ridiculous shit.
And
Titus's was so funny. Titus was like, he was like, let's start. It was like the intro of his podcast. He was like, let's start with hard facts. Asians can't drive for shit. He was like, no Grand Prix winners, no NASCAR. He listed all that shit. It's like Malaysian Airlines, they suck. And then he was like, the last thing you want to hear on a plane is, oh, this is your pirate speaking.
He said that?
Yeah, of course he did.
Oh, well, of course, dude. That, a lot of this, too, is how I feel in the morning. I went to the gym this morning at literally like 4:15.
Yeah.
And there was nobody awake. I left the gym. It was still dark. And I was like, God damn, I got a tight fucking program, fool.
You're killing me.
I'm killing you.
I know it's funny. I know it's funny. It is funny to have a fucking fitness instructor that's an Aryan Brotherhood guy that's still denying that he's not racist. It is funny.
He's not, dude.
He's
racism's
not,
the epitome of fucking ignorance,
look,
dude. He knows.
I know
this.
That he knows.
I'm going on his personal website. I'm paying him, dude.
I know what you're doing. I think it's funny.
He's but fucking then, blasted.
Let me also tell you this. That as funny as we think it is, no one's going to listen to this.
Yes, they will.
And the article's going to be like...
Rogies listening right now.
Rogies is not listening, dude.
Rogies hears this, dude.
Rogies, if you hear us, dude, help us, Rogies. Rogies, we need you, dude.
Tell them we don't love the Aryan Brotherhood.
Tell them we don't love the Aryan Brotherhood, dude. Rogies, help us.
Dear St. Rogies.
St. Rogies, come down, dude.
Oh, my God. Please keep the journalists away from us, dude.
St. Rogies, dude. Our career's been lost. Come around and help us find it.
Help us accept the fucking quotes we cannot change, dude.
Yeah. It is going to be funny when the articles are like, after a absolute non-apology, they then got into how an Aryan Brotherhood workout is the best workout.
I was talking to someone else, and I was like, dude, I'm watching this clip. I didn't realize this guy like actually was in the air, like the woods, I think is the name, or I don't know if that's whatever.
Yeah, we don't need to name it.
So he was like, yeah, dude, watch this clip. And this dude was like, yeah, but dude, how hard would you fucking jump for the burpees, dude, on the 23rd one? Supreme White Power. Dude, I'm telling you, Bill Maher just encapsulated the message of the podcast for the last 3 years, and everyone's like, woo! I'm like, wow, dude, must be nice, Bill Maher.
Yeah,
have us do
nice.
All the heavy fucking lifting.
Did all the heavy lifting that whole time.
Everyone's just listening to the cast and juicing us like a fucking lemon, dude.
Damn.
How about it?
Tip of the spear type
How
stuff.
How about the fact our fucking smoke signal Rogies caught it? Spit it back something out, back out to us.
Oh, yeah.
Send us a little smoke signal,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're talking about how this new liberalism's the new religion. The new fucking... listen to what we say, do what we do type thing.
It's a little podcast sonar, dude.
That is. We picked it up loud and clear, Mr. Rogan.
Yeah, we got you, dude.
Thank you so much, St. Rogies.
We are fully available, dude.
St. Rogies, please save us, dude. Please, Rogies.
We are fully got your message.
Loud and clear.
And we do agree to come on as soon as possible. We know what you're doing.
Yeah, we hear you.
We're like dolphins, dude.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. People don't think we can hear. Dude, underwater, you can hear so long. You ever fart in the pool?
Oh, for sure.
It's one of my favorite things, dude. Someone's on the other side of the pool, you'd be like, go underwater. You can fart across the pool. It's so fucking funny. Damn, summer's over. Otherwise, I'd tell you boys who's listening to this, go out there. Go out to your above-ground pool.
You can hit
cousin,
a nice fart.
Tell him to go underwater, hit a fart.
I love how they. I love how they toppled you as soon as you get back to normal life. You're like, I love farting underwater.
Yes,
they fucking brought you down. They Gaddafied you, dude.
What do you mean?
They Gaddafied you.
How so?
You rose to power, and the Clintons obviously called in. We're like, yo, dude, we found a YouTube. We did a 2-minute Google search and found something highly problematic. Take him down,
dude. I stand by farting underwater.
For sure,
farting underwater. If I would have gotten SNL, that would have been my first clip.
Farting underwater.
Getting two dudes in a hot tub, both going underwater at the same time and farting. And then the audience doesn't know what they're laughing at. You keep popping up laughing. No. Keep going underwater farting.
You do MTV Cribs, and you'd be like, bring a waterproof camera, please. You swim in your pool. I'm like,
shit the pool. Fuck, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they got me.
I got you, bro. But how's the dust settling? How's the dust seem to settle
right now? The dust is settling. You know, no, everybody moved on. No one cares.
Yeah.
No one cares.
That's what I'm saying.
Until I get something. And then if I get something again, they'll be like, he also said this, and then post something.
That's what I'm saying, dude. It's almost like they're, pardon the expression, dude, they're like flies on shit. When there's a big thing, they're like, and they'll be like, get off of this. And then as soon as you're just back to biz, they're like.
Back to being a turd, dude. Just a turd by himself again. Yeah. Fuck, somebody said that at NBC. Somebody's like, there's a fucking turd in the punch bowl. And I was like, am I the turd? They're like, no, we didn't mean it like that. I was like, you just called me a turd.
Wait, who said that at NBC? They said you're...
I forget.
They were
somebody
like,
at NBC.
There's a turd in the punch bowl.
In a meeting was like, well, there's definitely a fucking turd in the punch bowl. And I was like, am I the turd? Excuse me. Pardon me, am I a turd?
You shouldn't get bringing it back. Like, back to this turd.
This turd. What's the punch bowl, and who's the turd?
Is the turd dissolving? Who's drinking the punch? They know there's a turd in the punch bowl. Dude, that's the funniest expression.
Turd in the punch bowl. Cut to someone just throwing out the whole punch. Just like, fuck it, dude. We can't. The turd's gone. Dude. The turd ruined the punch.
Oh, for sure.
You got to get rid of the punch and the turd.
For sure.
And they did. They dumped me out, dude. I'm just a turd.
Flush your fucking ass,
turd,
dude.
In a puddle of punch.
They flushed you, dude. Strange situation. It's strange to be connected and still totally anonymous to a scandal where people are just kind of like, they'll call you and be like, what's going on with that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't really know.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I didn't know either.
I know.
They're like, what do you do? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what to do.
I think you just keep doing your thing.
Yeah, man.
I think you keep doing your thing.
Look, keep on listening rolling. To the podcast. I might not be at 100% right now. We'll get back. I'll get back.
Dude,
a little gun shy.
Dealing with a lot, bro.
A little gun shy on some stuff.
That's, you know.
In Philly.
Or.
As a podcast studio, would be sick.
We'll get a place with a backyard where we can set it up as like a Mexican sex trafficker dungeon. Did you ever see the Mexican sex trafficker sex camps?
No.
That they found in Arizona, like dudes in Arizona went to, and were like, I'm here right now at a sex camp. As you can see there's a couple trash bags. There are clearly fucking kids in those trash bags.
What?
There's some clothes over there. You ever seen videos of the fucking like Arizona sex
camps?
Why
would I ever watch these videos? Why are you surprised other people haven't seen this video?
This was a while ago, dude.
Okay.
Well, obviously, the mainstream media blocked you from seeing it. It would be a guy walking through tunnels, it'd be like three guys with AR-15s be like, we're live at a sex camp.
If you like and subscribe.
A couple illegals just ran off, but there's kids with them. I think they're over there fucking them. There's a little dugout right there. They have the kids tied up. There's ropes. Dude, it's the fucking
really?
The videos are off the hook.
I don't like it.
Howie probably rolled out there and saw it. It was like, yeah, I saw the fucking thing. They find a fort, and they're like, oh, fuck, dude. I was walking through the woods with an AR-15. I found a sex camp.
Yeah, it's funny that that's become the conspiracies now. It used to be like finding Bigfoot. Now it's just finding child
Joe
sex
Rogan
slaves. Joe Rogan did not
find him. He found Bigfoot. Now we're like, all right, what else?
You know what? I just listened to his last special. Mm-hmm. Not the most recent. The one right before it. He's in Denver.
Which one?
He talked about it. He talked about it. Denver.
It was Strange Times.
Maybe it was two ago.
Yeah, it was Denver. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Reason to school.
I don't know where he was when he said it, but he talked about finding Seth. It was pretty funny.
You found him?
Talked about, like, that's one of the things he regrets ever doing. He feels like a fucking idiot.
That's so funny,
which is
dude.
Really funny.
I mean, dude, I like the fact that he pushed the pedal on that
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, yeah.
I really enjoy
He's
that.
Like, we're a fine big fun.
I mean, dude, I respect that.
Then,
like, someone getting paid.
And
to
then,
be
like,
like,
a few years later, be like, one thing I really regretted was when I tried to find Bigfoot.
I just like the idea of someone finally coming into money, like, all right, I'm about to blow the lid off of aliens and Bigfoot. So, like, okay, sponsors are like, all right, let us know when you're done with that. Yeah, I respect the fuck out of
Damn,
that, dude.
That's a sick power move, too, to, like, because he probably, you know, he probably had agents and shit at the time where you got to sit in a meeting and they're like, so what are you working on?
No, the best.
Me and my boys are going to find Bigfoot.
The best is him doing all his shows about conspiracy theories, and slowly in every episode, people are like, yeah, that's not real. And he's like, whoa, fuck, guys, rap. That's it. No, chemtrails don't exist
God
either.
Damn it.
Motherfucker. The executives.
Chemtrails had a good run.
Chemtrails were, there was a little bit of stuff coming down, but yeah, it was like Bigfoot. There was a ton of them. And I remember watching I was like feverishly tuning in. That was like the height of my Ancient Aliens addiction. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Finally, someone has all the answers. And I had to tune in and be like,
what's his name? Did that too. Jesse Ventura.
Did he really?
He had a show like that, like where he would debunk shit.
He didn't
prove anything. He said he found like a FEMA camp with like, he found like a, basically, he was trying to say he found a concentration camp. He's like, the government's going to get us soon. There's a concentration camp.
That's probably what he found. That was probably the camp in the woods.
Maybe.
We got to get AR-15s and walk the woods.
Need an AR-15.
We got to go check the
woods.
That's
what you hear enough of these stories. Again, we found the equation.
I wonder if
you just read the final equation. It's just like, oh, I got to buy an AR-15.
Yeah.
Sasquatch could be real.
I might pledge my AR-15 in my service to Rogies, dude. If you want to take up the good search again, if you want to start doing the good work, I will pledge my AR-15 and just walk around the woods.
What are you going to find? Almost undoubtedly.
I'm going to find
a soda can and be like, a kid was
find
here.
Find someone sleeping in a tent and be like, you guys fucking kids in here?
Are you fucking kids?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, there's, yeah. I don't know what's going on with that.
Oh, you guys got cookies in here? Yeah.
Somehow, though, it's funny that the right wing in this country is like, there's people fucking kids, dude.
For sure.
Sick.
That's a sick thing to go after. Well, it used
that's
to
like
be
their
like
stance.
It used to be like
at the Republican debates. Well, they're not going to have any, but that's like a strong.
They're not doing debates.
The Republicans won't.
Geota said no debates.
No, they're going to do. But no, I mean, like, the Democratic Party is finding a candidate.
Right,
Trump's
right,
going
right.
to run.
He's just going to run.
Yeah,
okay, that's right. That's right. Then at least they should at least warm him up.
They should, like, you know how they get all the candidates on stage and like, who here believes in evolution or like shit like that?
Yeah,
like, raise your hand.
They're
going to do that. At the Republican, they're going to be like, who here believes in Pizzagate, dude? Which one of you got? The whole fucking podium is going to be like, I voted against it.
Dude.
I voted against Pizzagate.
Yeah, man. That'll be, they should warm him up, though.
What's that?
They should like let him spar with some people.
Trump?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He's going to be wilding, dude.
He is going to wild.
He's
going
to be bringing up Epstein. He's going to be fucking. They're going to try to get him on his one trip to Epstein.
Well, he won't even acknowledge it if they bring it up. He'll just be like, that's not as many times as Clinton. Like, and they'll be like, well, you're not against her this time. He's like, you liked her.
Dude, that's going to be too funny.
Yeah.
That's going to be one of the most high. That might be one of the most tuned into television events.
The debates, whoever is going to be nuts.
He's like Muhammad Ali status, dude.
He really is. Might be the greatest.
In terms of presidential debaters, it's easy to say that he might be the greatest. In terms of entertainment value.
Yeah.
That's going to be the most highly televised and tuned in event around the world. And people are going to be, there's going to be people, there's gonna be, you know, the cut cameras, like in Men in Black, where they do all around, like Cairo, Egypt.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude, he called that guy gay.
Oh, fuck, he said gay, dude. The president said gay.
Own bits. Only the most well-known bits.
To become out and be a meta joke thief would be the funniest fucking thing, dude.
Yeah. Mencia fucking rips, dude.
Dude, he crushes,
dude. Sucks.
Mencia.
Well, you're a fucking.
No,
you're
you got,
you
know,
comedy in your blood.
I'm
really a purist.
You're absolutely a comedic purist.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's in my bones at this point. I didn't, you know, and that's why I just can't tolerate a guy like that. And I also can't. What really bothers me is the management at these places that just let him do that.
At the
that.
Store? Chris yeah, O'Connor yeah. hates the Comedy Store? Uh-oh.
Are you about to turn your hat backwards and expose him?
I'm just saying. Turn the guy's mic off. Turn the lights off. Get him off the stage.
If you know you're stealing.
No, no. Just if the guy's doing it 3 hours.
He does 3 hours?
That's what I'm saying. He would bump like Rogan and people and just like do like 4 hours. They were saying that's why it's like... That's why there's an extra special okay. hate for him.
I see where you're coming from. Now I'm thinking of a dude who steals material and then hogs all the time in a comedy store. Yeah. That dude rules.
No.
That no. dude. Yeah. That
and that makes millions of dollars.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's getting dunked. That's nuts in the face dunked on, dude. Yeah. Someone hogs up all the time with everyone's material, and everyone's like, yo, that guy rules.
Like, I like that. I think he was shocked when he got murdered, too. Like, by all the other comics came on stage and were like, you suck. And he was like, you're just fucking jealous. He's like, no, dude, you fucking suck.
I know.
That video of Rogan.
Dude, that was the funniest thing.
It's so hard to watch. Like, that's yeah. like.
Dude, imagine.
Oh, my God, dude. Imagine if I was there, I'd be like, kill him.
Imagine
kill him, Rogan.
Dude, and then they banned Rogan.
Yeah.
Imagine actually interrupting a show and doing that. That's the thing. Like, I watched that. That was fucking, funny. Then you do comedy, you're like, damn, dude. At any show to walk up and grab the other mic, like, you're a fucking joke. That was
that's
wild,
wild. That's
bro.
A wild move.
That's why he's the king, bro. That's why he's the king right now.
You hear that, Rogies? St. Rogies, save us. St. Rogies, save us. You are king.
Yeah, dude. I was
or Mencia, whoever comes first.
Mencia, save us also. We'd like to open for you in Albany.
Dude, I was rewatching the Schaub intervention where he's just like, I watched you, like, you tell Schaub to quit. MMA.
Seven
That's crazy.
Time.
That's harsh. That's
yeah,
harsh.
Yeah, yeah. I think he did that a lot. Apparently, like, Callan was like about to marry some woman, and he was just like, no. He like
really?
Didn't let Callan do it. Yeah, yeah. He's like, no, you're
don't
not
do
doing
it.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Callan
got
divorced. You're speaking
like,
out of school.
Doing...
You're
no,
speaking
I...
out of school. On that.
Speaking out of school.
I'm not telling
Chris,
tales out of school.
Speaking out of school.
I'm not
O'Connor.
Telling tales out of school. Apparently, Callan was about to marry some chick, and Rogan was just like, what are you talking about? No, and just like.
When was this?
Stopped. This was years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Because Callan was also apparently hanging out with just a bunch of people Rogan didn't like, and Rogan was like, stop hanging out.
Nice.
Yeah. He was like, those guys suck.
Yeah,
they're
dude.
Making you suck.
He's
stop
got, dude,
really?
He's, yeah.
He's got Short King energy. He's Short King. Short King is the
I'm
shit.
I'm about to cut your mic, dude. Trying to make sure we don't JRE.
What no, dude. That's a compliment.
Yeah, I'm
nah,
complimenting.
Dude, we don't. Come on, Chris.
Short
King,
dude,
what are you
short,
talking about? That's nothing but. I'm saying that's
know,
what
I'm
I want to be.
Around.
That's
care.
What I want to be.
Short King
you
energy.
You're the next Rogan?
No, not even close.
You got to start just, hitting the gym, dude. If you want to be
Whoa.
Next Rogie. No,
chill,
you got to get
bro.
Jacked. I could catch up to Rogies, I think, pretty quick.
Have you seen Rogies? Dude, I saw him in person, dude. He's built
so fucking.
His dude, he literally is, he looks exactly like Jax. He looks exactly like your dog. He looks exactly like your dog, Jax.
He's just like small and muscle bound.
His neck was like.
He could literally head ram you and knock the wind out of you.
Yeah, you don't want to neck that. You get sleep apnea with a neck like that.
No, you have, you fucking, your body naturally produces DMT and you have fucking dreams. It happens to Alex Jones.
No.
Yeah, Alex Jones is so ripped. He has
no,
dreams.
Alex Jones' neck, it happens to me, Rogies, and Alex Jones. Your neck is, his neck's
his
so
neck's
big.
Skinny, dude.
Are you kidding me, dude?
Look at that.
Look at that trap.
Skinny boy.
Dude, I got sent to a nighttime DMT. Dude, I got sent to a nighttime DMT.
Nah, you got a good base. You got a good base.
The neck itself is thin. The neck itself is thin.
Dude, look at my fucking.
Yeah, it probably happens to you too, Shane.
I just have a
that
fat
was the best. That was the best in the roster photo. Just like trying to make.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, if your neck's too thick, your body naturally creates DMT while you sleep, and you can't help but go like to different dimensions. That's why Alex Jones doesn't need to smoke DMT. He can't help it. Like he goes to another dimension every.
You know what? The scariest part of this, I feel like you did read this somewhere.
Alex Jones said it himself.
Alex Jones said
it. He's like,
that.
I have a thick neck. I naturally produce DMT. I think he's just referring to sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Which I also think I have.
What else? What the fuck were we talking about?
Oh.
Before that. Oh, they. Yeah, it's wild.
I fucking.
Going into the Ultimate J meetings is fucking nuts.
I've been in business with the J. When you get allied with them in business, it's wild.
It's
such
tight, a. Dude. It's such a. That's the only thing that can beat a good Scotty defense is a strong J defense.
Dude.
Nothing stronger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. That's nice. It was good to get you intact. I mean, just the fucking signature on those emails I was sending you. I was forwarding that because I had talked to my team about the Patreon. which was funny. I thought was significantly more money. It's actually kind of embarrassing. I was in the meeting talking. I was like, dude, Patreon's making so much money.
Well, it's funny. They're probably like, whoa, this is all you? And like, well, I split it. 50-50.
I actually split that. And then, you know, costs.
You got to pay $40 a month also for Libsyn.
Yeah.
You know Rogan's on Libsyn?
What?
Yeah.
What, dude? St. Rogie's. Yo, you see St. Rogie's mentioned me last week?
Yes, dude. I saw it.
Our time is coming.
He didn't mention you, bro. He broke it down. He was like,
come on
look.
Now. He's talking like, shit, man.
He's talking shit, bro.
He's talking shit.
And he said, that's what you got to do. St. Rogie's is community. He's dude, throwing out little smoke signals.
Please, St. Rogie's. Please.
It's like Trump's Rogie's. Misspellings, dude. Obviously, they're telling something yes. else. You know what I'm saying?
Rogie's is RQ.
Basically, dude. Basically, he basically was like, come to me. He's like, guys, it's enough.
Yeah, I mean, he's begging me to get on the show.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, if he said be on the show tomorrow, I would literally be on a plane right now. From I mean, Philly. I'd wear this. I'd wear my fucking SDI hoodie.
You have to.
You when St. Rogie's calls upon you,
that's it.
You answer.
You gotta go. It's not even a choice, dude.
Come on.
I was pumped when he also with Mark Norman's been fucking
Norman goes to bat
carrying the sword, bro.
Norman, I was actually talking to him about it because he, you know, I'm not saying he gets like anxiety, but you know, it is uncomfortable. Like I felt weird just kind of defending Ari just a second ago, which is another thing. I didn't want to like publicly defend Ari.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that's helping.
Sure.
But I think it is kind of important for people. And again, I don't want to talk about it now because I wasn't talking about it before until I got butt fucked. And now I'm like, comics should help other comics. Yeah, once I got fucked.
I feel like you felt that way deep down.
I've always felt
though.
That way the entire time, but
you were more so, in my opinion, trashing dudes who were kind of taking that.
I was
easy
trashing
route.
As many dudes as I could that were
taking that route, bro.
Taking the safe.
Taking
bullshit.
That little like, you know.
Even if you're not fucking openly defending someone, definitely don't fucking trash them like that.
That's what I'm saying. Even you know? Well, even if you were like, eh.
I think I may have trashed Kathy Griffin. For the Trump beheading pic, I'd like to apologize. That was gay.
Dude, of she fucking. Are you serious?
She beheaded the fucking
she
dog.
Beheaded our fucking president.
She beheaded our leader, dude.
What did we make fun of her for? I think, honestly, I don't think we were actually offended that she cut off Trump's
I head. Definitely was not offended.
I think we laughed about it.
I definitely was not. The closest I've come to being offended was Ari's tweet.
That got you.
That fucking annoyed me. I was like, what a fucking pussy, dude. And then I realized I had been had.
I thought he was serious, and I'm like, man, this guy really hates the Lakers. And I just went about my day.
No, I mean, I think he does hate the Lakers, but not that much. I think he does it every time someone dies, he tweets something like that.
Tweets out mean.
Yes.
Well, that's what you get.
Yeah, then you get every once in a while.
He was a little too fresh.
He came in fresh.
Now the game's going to beat him up, dude.
The thing that bothered me was I started to say the things people said about us.
Like
people were talking about the Ari Shaffir thing. I think I might have even said it last week where I was like, I don't see the joke in it. You know?
Well,
like,
yeah.
I don't know what was funny about it. You can't just say it.
Did you
literally
say
the
that?
Exact same thing people
you
were
said
saying.
That?
If I didn't say it on here, I said it off air.
Wow.
Yeah, look, dude, it's 2020. It's all about personal fucking accountability.
True. It's about
and
fucking,
redemption.
If
I'm
going to
be a fraud
in a bad spot, step on his fucking neck.
If I'm going to be a fraud and a phony like that,
true.
Behind the door, I got to be open about it.
True.
You know?
Well, that was a tough spot because personally I did see it and I was like, you know, that wasn't like, whoa, that's fucking hilarious. But I also, like you're saying, didn't want to be like, I mean, personally, I don't see the joke, but I also defend Freeze, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I saw and I was like, bad man, you fucking
I just
swung,
stayed out of it, yeah.
You swung and you opened up a can of worms,
Stike?
My friend. You opened
that's
up
a strike.
A can of worms,
that's
my all right.
friend. I got a couple more strikes. I had a strike. Stike! Stike! It's called a strike.
But again, it's one thing to see it and be like, ah, you know, fucking he went for it. Didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
God bless him. He went for it hard. I respect the risk. You know, it's a different thing by us being like, I mean, personally, like, you know, like, whatever. I'm just kind of like watching this whole thing envelop, and that's like the most interesting thing to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah, and then definitely the worst thing you can do is be like fucking piece of shit.
Yeah,
which you know some people were close to it that I know that talked about it. Sure, but like if you're just another New York comic that he helped, there's some that I know personally he helped career wise.
Ooh, that's evil.
Career wise,
all
he
you have
helped.
To do too is sit out of it, just
and
be
then
like,
just sit out,
just chill, and just be like, yo, bro, you're wildin'. Yo, bro. You're wildin',
yes.
dude. You're wildin',
You're
bro.
Wildin', dude. Delete that or something. Yeah. I don't know. If you're the one who's offended.
Yeah, bro. Just
say something. Don't go public with
I
it
got
right
hacked.
Away.
That's a good I got hacked. Like
he did say that.
Oh, did?
He did say I got hacked.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. It's
Well, it's funny. There's not much.
There was a video of him saying it. Which was funny. I'm sure he was just.
Well, you can get philosophical about it and be like, well, the thing that's important is like showing people that comedians should have free rights to say whatever they want. I don't know. It's just like, it's not that deep. To me, it's not that deep.
The deepest part of it, there's no depth. It's just like, stop reading a tweet and being like, we should kill that motherfucker.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, that was just a dude sitting there on his cell phone, typed it out, put his phone down.
Yeah.
And then picked his phone back up and was like, whoops.
What did he think, though, was going to happen?
I don't know. Maybe, I don't think he thought this intense, but I'm sure he was ready for some intensity.
Did you think the game was going to be coming at him?
I don't think he thought that.
Squinting that one eye, game put him in that one eye squint
vision.
That's
not good.
Yo, I'm just saying just like this.
Is that your game impression? Yeah. I don't know. You just do wood? Yeah. Oh, man.
Bro,